crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I shot a video this morning. It's up on Infowars.com. That shows the Justice Department FBI's own crime statistics that from 1976 to 2011, that's the latest crime numbers they have, 270,000+ black people, self-identified black people in this country were killed, and 260,000+, I'm going to go over those actual numbers coming up in the broadcast today on the Sunday edition, were killed by other black people, or 94%. In fact, at home, I was able to pull up the Justice Department numbers. I just searched this again right when I got to the office and got the Wall Street Journal. Communities struggling to break a grim cycle of violence. And then it's got the number in there of the 94% of blacks were killed by blacks. And this is an article, actually, that came out last year. But you can go and read it right there in the article. And what was strange was, so there it is, 94% of the time. What was strange is that I put the video out, and the black folks on there that were responding to me, some of them, were saying stuff like, "We're going to kill you, Alex Jones." In fact, I forgot to show you guys that, the video. Is titled, I got here early today, but didn't get around to getting a lot of the stuff compiled until I suddenly just went on air and remembered, oh, I didn't get that. The video is titled Flash Riots in Oakland after the George Zimmerman verdict. And there's quite a few comments in there saying, look, we know you're really racist. That's why you're siding with the Kim Jong-il lookalike, George Zimmerman, or the Kim Jong-un lookalike. And... you know, your time's coming. We're going to kill you. I mean, if I put out a comment saying I'm going to kill somebody, the police would be here within about a day. They're already here all the time over vague comments on our website from a libertarian perspective. FBI, Secret Service, federal marshals, Texas Rangers. I mean, if a mouse farts on the roof, they show up here. But the whole point is that I made a video about, hey, shouldn't you be upset about the number one cause for black men, unnatural cause of death, is other black men. But that doesn't count. That doesn't matter. It's all just about how much fun it is to think that white people are bad and that white people are evil. And it's just very, very frustrating because all I want is true liberty and freedom. And you know something? O.J. Simpson, there was a very small reasonable doubt, and he got off, even though it was pretty obvious he did it. And he's back in prison for something else right now, obviously. But there was a reasonable doubt there, and you didn't see a bunch of riots over that, even though the media tried to play it up as a racial division. And it just shows how we're obsessed on religion or race or where you're from over what you stand for and what you believe in and what you produce. I mean, I don't care what color you are if you sing beautiful music or play a guitar well or have great poetry or a great oil painter or a great football player or whatever it is. I admire your humanity. And I thought most people are like that, but the system doesn't want us to judge off of what's really going on, the real palate, the real flavor, the real spectrum of who somebody is. They want it all in stereotypes. They don't want you thinking. And they sell all this racial division in the name of racial unity. So we're going to be breaking it all down today, ladies and gentlemen, big broadcast. And then we'll tie into more racial obsession, you know, with the TV station putting out the joke Asian names. And, you know, calls about how racist this was when it was a mistake and a prank online that they greedily grabbed and loaded into the teleprompter. The debate is about the parrot prompters.
Calben Soap Company.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You got it. Are we seeing the earth? You got it.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live with a weekday transmission. Then I come back live, and we're live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is the 14th day of July 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday evening. Also host one of my great crew of anchors and reporters, InfoWars Nightly News, 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. No rest in the defense of liberty and awakening humanity. You know, there are a lot of different forms of discrimination in this world. It's discriminatory that the top mega corporations globally lobby Western governments to be tax exempt, but then lobby to have governments raise taxes on the middle class and poor to then conduit corporate welfare and bailouts to these trillion-dollar conglomerates and combines with men and women worth 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200, 300, $400 billion apiece. That's right. The richest people in the world are not worth 50, 60 billion, folks. And notice they put their money in tax-exempt foundations like Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett. The real old money leverages trillions of dollars, and their wealth are state secrets, like the Queen of England, who owns the large controlling portion of British Petroleum, or the Queen of the Netherlands, her cousin that controls the controlling interest. That's a state secret, but has been leaked to Dutch Royal Shell. There's a reason it's called Dutch Royale, because it is Royale. But, oh, they don't want that being discussed. No, the British Empire learned from Caesar. They had the old Latin manuals translated into English on how to divide and conquer populations. You're going in to fight with just a few hundred men, thousands of natives. You find out about the divisions between the natives first, and then you play those divisions off. That's how Cortez could come in with a couple hundred men into what's Mexico City today and defeat an army of Aztecs numbering more than 40,000. They used propaganda. They used psyops. They used divide and conquer. They played different political factions off against each other. And that's what you're seeing happen with the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman distraction. That's what you see going on here, vividly projected and put out. Anybody out there can search the term 94% of blacks are killed by blacks, and you'll get Justice Department FBI numbers released in 2011 from 1976 to 2011 where 270 plus thousand. That's 270 plus thousand. Blacks were killed in this country in those years between 76 and 2011, and 262 plus thousand of them, or 94%, were killed by other blacks. And you'll get AP, Reuters, Wall Street Journal. Like, here are the actual numbers. 279,384 total black murder victims. 279,384. And of those, 262,621 were killed by other blacks. Now, why do I start out with that? Because I shot a video that anybody can go look at that's up on Infowars.com, and it's also on our YouTube channel. You can go to the YouTube channel and see the article, Flash Riots Break Out After Zimmerman Set Free. And you can go read people with real channels, with videos of their families on them, family vacations, music. These are real black people. These aren't joke spoof accounts saying they're going to kill George Zimmerman and that next they're going to kill me. And then people say, come on, we need to come together for liberty and freedom. Don't talk like that. And the people on there say, oh, you're just scared we're coming to kill you. Well, no, I'm actually not scared with my 357 Magnum right here and my AR-15 out there and instant access locker and Barrett 50 caliber rifles and everything. No, I'm not. I'll be honest. I'm not really scared. I am scared of the ignorance, though, of some people. And I am scared of the fact that no one attacking me would look at the video and say, why aren't you upset about black people killing 262,000 other black people in less than 30 years, the number one cause of death for black males, unnatural death, is death by black male, death by another black man. And in the whole gangster culture pushed by MTV, that's the cool thing, that's the fun thing, that's what's great. I shot another video. It's got like 90%, you know, positive comments. I mean, both these videos do, but I'm just responding to those that don't seem to get it. I saw another video last night, right after, you know, from home, a news report filed from home. George Zimmerman found not guilty. And when you watch that video, it's also up on Infowars.com, I point out, hey, O.J. Simpson, there was a little bit of reasonable doubt, mainly because the police tried to frame him. It's pretty clear O.J. did it. He lost in a civil trial. He's in prison now. But there was a little bit of doubt because of the additives to the blood that Curley showed was from the blood sample that they'd taken from him and then gone and planted. And there was evidence that the cops had some racism and things. And it wasn't 100% that he'd gone out and done the murder. And so there was reasonable doubt, so O.J. Simpson had to go free. See, that's how our law is written. It's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man or woman go to prison, to quote the famous maxim that's been said so many of our founding fathers, you name it, and famous judges and lawyers. And our system's got serious problems. It's getting more and more corrupt as we get away from the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But it still is the best system in the world. And you didn't see white people going out and rioting when O.J. Simpson, who it looks like, you know, killed his white ex-wife and her boyfriend. You didn't see a bunch of, you know, racial identity stuff going on with that, even though the media tried to push that because it's divide and conquer. They want you to think along the stereotype of race just instantly because that's easier to program you with than off how somebody actually behaves. It's all how a politician combs their hair and how fancy the suit is and how good looking they are matters more than what they've stood for and what they've done. It's the same thing. It's all about Coke versus Pepsi, Chevy versus Ford, Cowboys versus the 49ers. It's all about simplifying things, dumbing things down. That's what they want. So the reasonable doubt in Zimmerman is there reasonable doubt that he didn't go out there looking consciously to kill him and that it wasn't premeditated? Clearly reasonable doubt. Is there reasonable doubt that he didn't attack Trayvon first and that Trayvon didn't jump on top of him and beat him up? It leans towards Trayvon was on top of him, witnesses saw it, beating him up. So it creates the reasonable doubt. Zimmerman may actually be in the wrong. He may have actually killed Trayvon Martin in cold blood. That's why they pick these cases in the media, because they're so close, you don't know, to then build it like a sudden death overtime football game to manipulate us and distract us from all the real stuff that's going on around the world. But it doesn't matter. There was reasonable doubt. So Zimmerman.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to get your take on the state of this republic and on the verdict. Specifically, I want to know what you, the listeners of this broadcast, think about the media spectacle and the government wading into the middle of this from the federal level, trying to invoke racial division in this nation as a political diversion from the looting of our country by special interests that Obama has been presiding over. And you could say Bush was bad all day, but Obama has accelerated globalization, deindustrialization, shutting down our jobs, all part of Agenda 21. I want to discuss that. So here's the toll-free number to call in and give me your take on the trial. Because people could say, hey, Alex, the trial's a diversion. The trial's a distraction. This has been a year-and-a-half fiasco, and now you have seen some riots in different parts of the country. I'm going to break that down in a moment, but thank God it hasn't been too bad. You got the Justice Department and Obama calling for restricting the Second Amendment because of this now. Today, Obama put a statement out at whitehouse.gov. You got Harry Reid saying the Justice Department's looking at this. The Justice Department has run all sorts of criminal operations. I mean, it's a complete gang of crooks at the top. And now they're going to wade into this, just like the Justice Department got caught last year spending thousands of dollars a day for months. This is just what we know of. Funding secret operatives. This has come out in the news. If you're a new listener, just type in Justice Department funded and organized Trayvon Martin demonstrations trying to get violence going. And Obama came out and said, you know, Trayvon looks like the son I never had, to again racially identify with race-based Reverend Wright, black Ku Klux Klan style preaching. See, I don't like the Ku Klux Klan. I've gone out and protested them. And I don't like the new Black Panther Party saying, you know, kill the white people, cut their heads off. I've got some of the articles here today, new Black Panther Party. I would love nothing more than to come home with a cracker's head in my book bag. And then I've got all these MSNBC clips with black people, white people, going, yeah, it's okay to call whites cracker. They are cracker heads and cracker asses. And I mean, you've all heard the clips. I've got like 20 of them in there. So many, it'd be crazy to even play them on air. And it's meant to make me become racial and to make me become a closet racist and be in my group thinking everybody of color hates me. So the Democratic Party ran the Ku Klux Klan, Senator Byrd, all of them. When whites wouldn't go along with it anymore in the 30s and 40s and 50s, they shifted over to the race party, and now they've tried to organize Hispanics and blacks and others into their own minority Klan groups, which are now the majority. I mean, the Democrats have always been into this, and I'm not even a Republican. I just cold-bloodedly look at politically what they do. And it is amazing when you watch TV shows and movies and the culture, you know, from White Men Can't Jump. Imagine if you made a movie with a fake stereotype and said, black men can't stay out of jail. or black men can't be good fathers, or black men can't pass tests at school, or black men are drug dealers, which is horrible, out-of-control stereotypes. So I'm saying, hypothetically, what if someone put a movie out? But see, oh no, that'd be racist and bad. But when you come out and go on MSNBC, you know, it's good to call whites creepy-ass crackers. I mean, that's an actual clip. But go ahead and cue that one up. We'll play that. I mean, you got like 20 of them. We'll play it in the next segment. We're going to play Harry Reid here in a moment and some other stuff before we get to that, and Al Sharpton. But you don't need me to play all this. You hear it every day. You know it's all over the place. So many times, I can't even deal with it. Chris Matthews, a slimeball, on MSNBC saying, if you don't vote for Obamacare, it's because you're racist. You've got Michael Moore saying, white people want guns because they're racist. You've got Fox Sports guys saying, the NRA is really the new Ku Klux Klan. You've heard that meme. When the Ku Klux Klan was the first group to get laws passed to take black people's guns. The first gun laws were passed by the Democratic Party to be selectively enforced on black people. And that's a fact. So I get to see all these ignorant people being fed by, not racist, let me tell you something, Chris Matthews, Juan Carlos, black, white, doesn't matter, on MSNBC, they know they're just playing racial divide, racial politics. Al Sharpton knows that. Jesse Jackson knows that. These guys know exactly what they're doing. They are playing to the lowest common denominator of their constituents. So I want to take your phone calls on what you saw happen with this trial, but I go back to reasonable doubt. That protects us all. And I didn't like seeing O.J. Simpson go free. I thought he was guilty, but there was a reasonable doubt. He ended up losing in a civil trial and then continued his criminal activity and is in jail right now. People that have those type of inclinations really can't stop very often, can they, unless they find God, at least generally from the criminology I've studied. But I didn't go out and riot over that because I didn't racially identify with it, that, oh, a black guy killed a white woman reportedly or allegedly, so I'm going to get all upset. The media invoke this. And again, I have the Justice Department's own numbers here. Black victims of violent crime, this is only up to 2005. See, there's a new report out. Up to 2011, it always comes out about 2 years later, that big unified crime report. This says 93%. The new one says 94%. It's gotten worse. Let me show you the one from 76 to 95, I mean to 2005, excuse me. About 93% of black homicide victims and 85% of white victims in a single victim and single offender homicides were murdered by someone of their own race. You see that right there? And then it goes over the numbers here. Of 93% of blacks killed by their own race. That's my whole point, and these numbers are getting worse. It's 94% today, and the numbers are much larger per capita with black on black. In fact, it's 20 times in the new 2011 report. I shot a video on it showing the numbers. It's up on Infowars.com, showing the graphs, showing the numbers from the Justice Department. 20 times. 20 times. Likely to be killed by a black person if you're black than by a white person. 20 times. And again, but no one's upset because, well, it's all right if a black guy kills a black guy instead of a white guy kills him. And it doesn't matter if the white guy is really native, really a South American Indian, or at least his mother. Well, that's okay. We'll just say he's white. It's kind of like another white Hispanic shoots a black man dead. And it turns out it was over a woman. It wasn't even racial there, but they're going to call him white, though. You see that with the Aaron Hernandez situation and the Patriots. Because then the media gets to play us off against each other. I'll give the number out when we come back.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want your take on the trial, on the verdict, and the aftermath. The toll-free number to join us live on this Sunday transmission is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539, and we'll get you up and on the air. 877-789-2539, that's the topic we're talking about. I don't screen your calls, but when I'm on a topic, if you call in about something else, I'm going to have to hang up on you because I want to really be able to debate this. And by the way, if you're one of the people on YouTube or on Infowars.com saying, you know, I'm a white racist because I think that that was a fair trial we just saw and that you're going to kill me, you're welcome to call into the show and like use that magic word that's supposed to make me fall over in fear and just beat myself in the head saying, I'm a racist. I'm a racist. I feel so horrible. O.J. Simpson probably killed his wife. Simpson probably did. He was found guilty in the civil trial. He's in prison now for another issue. But I was not upset when he went free because there was a very small reasonable doubt. Much bigger reasonable doubt with Zimmerman, because the question there was, did he kill him on purpose? Did he set out to go kill him? Or did it cause a confrontation, a stupid confrontation, something that Zimmerman shouldn't have done, and then Trayvon initiated the force? And there's reasonable doubt that Trayvon did do that. Do you understand that? That's how the law works. I know most people that get in trouble just go plea bargain immediately and never actually go to trial on any issue. But if you know the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and what it comes out of, Magna Carta, 1215, jurisprudence, if you study this, it is a beautiful system. The problem is we don't use it very often. But in a high-profile case, lawyers want to get a big name so you can get a pretty fair trial. Our system's set up for the guilty to protect the innocent. Let me tell you, countries where they can throw anybody they want in jail are scary. They disappear wherever they want. And the United States, more and more, is going down that path and becoming like that. In ancient times, no matter where you were in the world, the king could say, take them away. Well, I think you're guilty. Well, the high priest says you got devils in you. Why, the local priest says you're a witch. We're going to burn you at the stake. So the Magna Carta was developed to say no to all of that, and that's the system we've got. It's a terrible system, but it's the best system I've ever seen, and I've studied them all. So I don't have a dog in this fight. And I see the incredible, they call it reverse racism. It's not reverse racism, it's racism. It's as if, oh, a black person's being racist. That's reverse racism, because only whites can be racist. It's incredible to live in a country like this where inherently you can talk about any white person any way you want in the media or in the culture and say whatever horrible things you want, and it's cute and it's funny. Black comedians, other comedians, minority comedians that are really the majority, they can say whatever they want, but if a white comedian makes a racial joke, their career's over. Because it's used as a political weapon. And I don't have any guilt. I haven't done anything wrong. And I'm sick of it. And again, you can go to Infowars.com, look at the comments. It's a minority of them. But look at it. I mean, these people are in there saying, we're going to kill you. And then we did reports in the last few weeks saying, look at the thousands of tweets a day calling for violence, organized looting, kill Zimmerman if he is found not guilty. And no one being arrested, no one getting in trouble. But the cases all the time where somebody in school goes, let's play water gun fights and pretend like we're shooting each other, and you get arrested. Or you're playing a video game, and you're like, yeah, man, this is like shoot 'em up. Like, I'm going to kill everybody in the town. And the guy, it was from San Marcos, a 16-year-old kid, 6 months in jail as a terrorist for saying that, when it's clearly a joke. But then when it's protected by the White House, when the White House is out there saying, let's turn in our guns. Guns are racist. Obama's out today saying, let's restrict our gun rights because of Trayvon, making a martyr out of him. The patron saint of turning your guns in and being a slave, if Obama has his way. And Al Sharpton, everybody saying, this is a travesty, and there's going to be problems. And all these other pundits saying there'd be riots. We point out, hey, folks are calling for them. We hope there aren't. Then Time Magazine, I've got the article again up on Infowars.com, comes out and says, headline, it's racist to say blacks may riot if there is a not guilty verdict, not pointing out the thousands of tweets today, or the other black pundits, or the black new Black Panther Party calling for it and all this stuff, acting like in a vacuum this was said. And then there's only a few events in Detroit, a few events in New York, a few events in Oakland, buildings being burned, trash cans being burned, police cars being beat up, windows knocked out. That article, Oakland hit by riots at the Zimmerman verdict, demonstrators smash windows, attack police cars, start fires. Thank God it didn't get worse. There's no apology from Time Magazine. But then separately, MSNBC was promoting riots and had pundits saying it's going to happen and it's going to be the fault of the travesty of justice, basically encouraging rioting. So they're talking out of both sides of their mouth and then criticizing those of us that just reported on what the media was pushing. Because it makes a great diversion from the real unemployment rate and Fast and Furious and IRS gate and the Tea Party being persecuted and pro-lifers being persecuted and the Associated Press being spied on by the NSA, and Obama funding Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to commit unmitigated war crimes, on and on and on, and all the different Obama supporters that thought they were going to get all this free stuff, and it was going to be this wonderful world after Obama got elected for a second term, and manna was going to rain down from heaven, on and on and on. This diverts everyone from Obama losing 17 points in the Gallup poll 2 weeks ago in his most coveted demographic of under 30. 30 and under. 17 point. Mainstream media having less than 20 point approval rating. Congress having a 10% approval rating. It changes the subject to get the average hardworking American, no matter what color you are, fighting in this downturn economy, just trying to get ahead, so that we actually all are paranoid of each other. Unbelievably disgusting. So here's some of the headlines. Obama, honor Trayvon Martin by battling gun violence, NBC News. And that's the meme of, you know, implying guns are racist. You know, he says, honor Martin by restricting the guns, but then the surrogates go out and say, oh, it's racist. The NRA is racist. Obama responds to Zimmerman verdict, stem the tide of gun violence for Trayvon. Read on Zimmerman. This isn't over with. I'll play a clip of that in a moment. Guilty until proven innocent. How the press prosecuted Zimmerman while stoking racial tensions. And it goes over a list of it. That he better get found guilty. George Zimmerman defense. Prosecution case disgraceful. Oh, yeah, they withhold all sorts of evidence. And when high-level prosecutors' office people went public, they just fired them for exposing the fact that they were covering up guns and stolen loot on Trayvon Martin's phone, photos of it. That was not given to the defense. And when people did their job and reported it in the prosecutor's office, they were fired yesterday. That's an NBC News. And remember, NBC edited a five-minute-long 911 tape of Zimmerman going, yeah, he's walking along, he's got a hoodie, he's looking in cars, walking around doing stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Then a minute later, what color is he? He looks like he's black. They edit together like he's walking around looking in cars. He's black. I mean, this is the type of stuff that goes on. And again, it's amazing. Nearly 400,000 sign an NAACP petition calling for DOJ investigation into Trayvon Martin shooting. NAACP calls on Obama men to pursue civil rights charges against Zimmerman. Talk about a witch hunt. California prompts. We're going to break it all down when we come back. Protest planned after Zimmerman acquitted.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, rapper Lupe Fiasco has come out and called out the media for race baiting in this, and that's absolutely who wins in this, is the establishment media with ratings and also distracting and diverting and further dividing this country, which is what oligarchies and corrupt interests always do. And this nation more and more is run by foreign, illegitimate special interests that are raping all Americans of our tax money through the different corporate welfare programs and tax exemptions these people have. And then meanwhile, as I said earlier, the ultra-rich on record are the ones lobbying to raise the average person's taxes. It's like Mitt Romney's people with the insurance companies write Obamacare as a dream to rip people off, make 35 million people buy something, so then the price goes way up, because if you have something you're forced to buy, like textbooks, it's going to go up in cost. It's a controlled market, and then it puts taxes on people making less than $30,000 a year and rakes everybody over the coals, but it's okay because Obama's supposedly black and a liberal. I mean, just an incredible scam. And then the big corporations are exempt and get waivers, And then other companies, you just have to go from full-time to part-time, so we become a part-time nation, and it's destroying the economy, and that's admitted. But so what? You're racist if you're not for it. See, the criminals in government want to change the subject. I'm like, hey, you're ripping me off. It's written by foreign banks. I don't want health care run by foreign banks. Shut up, racist. That's actually what MSNBC said over and over again. But by the way, here's the Miami Herald, not known as being a conservative publication. State never proved its case, legal analysts say. After 5 weeks of trial, 56 witnesses, few legal observers believe prosecutors came close to proving Sanford neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman committed second-degree murder. That meant he knew he was doing it and planned it, folks, when he shot and killed Trayvon Martin in February. And when it was so clear to the judge and everybody else, Democratic Party operative, she is on record, okay, you can do manslaughter now. Which this then just means it's an accident. You get in a fight with somebody, you start it, you punch them, they die from an embolism. It's manslaughter. You didn't mean to do it, but it's your fault they're dead. They couldn't even get that, folks. I study trials, okay? And for people that are ignorant about how the system works, you got to have open and shut in our system to put somebody in jail. And it goes on to quote all these top people, including liberals and black lawyers, you name it, who don't want to look like fools in the legal community. It's easy for pundits who know they're not talking to lawyers to go, this is a travesty of justice. This is a terrible thing. If you know how the law works, folks, this was a very fair trial. And what killed the prosecution was withholding all sorts of evidence. He would have gotten out on appeal guaranteed. Guaranteed. Then there'd be riots then. And there have been some riots and racial attacks, but there was also a white Goldman Sachs employee, according to Zero Hedge, and this is in the New York Post, who was drunk and came over to some black people, I guess yesterday, and was calling them the N-word and making, because this has really heightened a lot of racism on both sides out there. And the black guy got up and knocked him out with one punch. So that's pretty funny. So that's the type of stuff that's going on. But we're going to have a whole hour of calls. I got a full board here from across the United States and worldwide, from New Jersey to Texas, from Florida to California, from Arizona to Southern State. We're going to go to everybody, Illinois, you name it, Los Angeles, all over the place. We're going to be taking your phone calls coming up when we start the second hour. In fact, I may just go to one here in a second, but let me play a couple clips here first of what's happening today. This is disgraceful, folks. You've had a trial, and now Harry Reid is saying, we'll have to look at the Justice Department doing something here, and the NAACP. The NAACP ought to be asking why there's 93% illegitimacy in the black community when there was less than 10% illegitimacy 50 years ago. They should be asking why 262,000 black people have been killed by each other, according to Justice Department numbers, since 1976. They should be asking all these questions. But instead, no, just blame white people. And the media is there to say that's right. That's why. It's not big government. It's not socialism. It's not dependency that did this to you. No. No. It's not the MTV gangster culture force-fed. It's not the narcotics shipped into your neighborhood by the big banks that own the aircraft and launder the money publicly. No, it's that white plumber down the street who's just like you. Probably watches the same TV shows, has the same problems, the same bills, the same red blood. But no, it's Joe the plumber. And then Joe the plumber gets told all day he's a racist. He's like, I'm sick of people saying I'm a racist. I'm not racist. You people are racist. And then the fight starts, which is the plan. And so I'm trying to tell you the magic trick here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Harry Reid on Zimmerman trial. This isn't over, he says. Here it is.
Racial wound that you think needs to be addressed and healed as a result of this in this country?
I heard the mayor. I think that he should continue on a path that he outlined.
And the president, does he have a role in speaking about what he did after the shooting?
Yeah, of course. And I think the Justice Department is going to take a look at this. You know, this isn't over with, and I think that's good. That's our system. It's gotten better, not worse.
All right.
This isn't over with. And again, I don't have a dog in the fight. Zimmerman may be guilty, but there's reasonable suspicion. Better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to jail. I mean, O.J. was a lot more evidence he did it, but there was still reasonable suspicion, and the cops clearly were trying to frame him because they thought he was guilty. He has to walk. If you don't remember that case, the blood additive that comes in the little ampules where they take the blood test that was sprayed around and put on the glove and stuff, it was the exact same additive. It was confirmed. They went and planted blood, folks. I mean, right there. Oh, you plant something? If you plant something on Charlie Manson, he's got to go free because you can then set up good people. See, I want to be protected. You got that? I want due process. And it's not my fault that people out there don't know about the law, and so you end up going to jail for stuff you didn't do because you don't know how to learn this stuff. It's all out there for you to learn. It's very frustrating. Let's go ahead and go to Sharpton. He says it's a slap in the face to those who believe in justice. And before I go to that, Harry Reid says, we need to not open up the wounds. Or David Gregory poses the question. We need to close the painful wound. It's only going to open it up now. And then Obama will be out there. Obama, with the Justice Department, with all its criminal activities, going after George Zimmerman. It's incredible. Let's go ahead and go to Sharpton, who's just basically, in my view, my opinion, he's like a black Ku Klux Klan member. I mean, if you just put white skin on him, it just sounds just like stuff I've heard out of the Klan against black people. He is a racist, undoubtedly, like Reverend Wright. Let's go to it.
Well, I think that this is an atrocity. I think that it is probably one of the worst situations that I've seen. What this jury has done is establish a precedent that when you are young and fit a certain profile, you can be committing no crime, just bringing some Skittles and iced tea home to your brother and be killed. And someone can claim self-defense, having been exposed with all kinds of lies, all kinds of inconsistencies. We had the march to even get a trial, and even at trial, when he's exposed over and over again as a liar, he is acquitted. This is a sad day in the country. I think that we clearly must move on to the next step in terms of the federal government and in terms of the civil courts. Clearly, we want people to be very disciplined and strategic. But this is a slap in the face to those that believe in justice in this country.
Joanne Reed. All right, there you go. So just continuing to hype everything up. Now we're going to go to break here and come back with the second hour and your phone calls. But first, I wanted to basically put the question out to everybody out there yet again. Do you understand what's going on here? Do you understand this is how empires have always controlled groups of people? This is what Caesar did in Europe, playing one tribe off against another. One Gaulish tribe against a Germanic tribe. One Celtic tribe off against another Germanic tribe. Or the Norse off against this group. Or that's what the UN does. They'll play one African tribe off against the other African tribe. I mean, this is called divide and conquer. Balkanization, the great game. And people just really get into it while $85 billion in QE3 from the Federal Reserve is given to private corporations and banks every month, and Congress has been told they can't even be told where the money specifically is going. I mean, that's the real discrimination against all of us. All our tax money going to foreign banks while our country's sucked dry. Second hour coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.